said that if shutfim are what the Mishnah calls ratzu lasas mechitza, if they're ratzu lasas mechitza, so then they can force each other to build a kosel be'emtza. Meaning, if they were ratzu lasas mechitza initially, and then one backs out, he doesn't want to build a mechitza, doesn't want to build a kosel, they can force each other. What does ratzu lasas mechitza mean? So the Gemara has two lashonos, two different interpretations. Savrua mai mechitza guda. Initially, the Gemara thought that mechitza means guda. Why? Because the Braisa mechitza hakerem shenifritza uses the term mechitza when it talks about the wall. So mechitza must mean guda. Oh. So the Gemara in Beis and Beis says as follows: if mechitza means guda, the time of the ratzu halo ratzu ein mechayven also alma hezek ri alash me hezek. So if mechitza means mechitza, mechitza means what you think it means. If it means a wall, so then the Mishnah is telling us the following: Ashutin shiratzu lasas mechitza mechotzer. If they agreed to build a wall, so then bonus akosel beemtza. Then they can force each other. Even if one later backs out, he doesn't want to build that kosel, he can't. The other one, the first shutuf, can force the second shutuf to build that kosel. So the Gemara says, time of the ratzu, sounds like only if they agree to build a wall, but without agreeing to build the wall, ein mechayven also, we can't be kofet, we can't force him to build something. So it would seem that hezek riyah is la shmei hezek. What does that mean? If hezek riyah is shmei hezek, so then why do we need ratzu lasas mechitza, even if they didn't agree to build a mechitza? As long as they're dividing up this chatzer, Stam we're talking about a chatzah sheyesh badin chaluka, that it's a chatzah that has at least 8 amos, you can divide it up into two parts, dalet amos lezeh, dalet amos lezeh. So if it's dividable, why should we need ratzu? If hezek riyah shmei hezek, even without ratzu, they should be able to force each other to build the kosel, because they have to separate in order to prevent the hezek riyah. So obviously the fact that the Mishnah says it's only if ratzu lasas mechitza, that means that hezek riyah lav shmei hezek. If hezek riyah lav shmei hezek, only if they agree to build the mechitza will there be a chiyuv created, a chiyuv generated, and then even if one wants to back out, he won't be able to do so. That's what the Gemara says. The Ramban quotes the Rif, the tshuva of the Rif, where the Rif suggests maybe there's no raya at all. Why does the Gemara say that the fact that the Mishnah claims ratzu lasas mechitza uses a lashon of ratzu lasas mechitza, time of the ratzu, halo ratzu, ein mechayven also, so from that you see the hezek riyah lav shmei hezek. Ask the Rif, maybe really hezek riyah shmei hezek. Ah, if hezek riyah shmei hezek, so then what should the din be? That they should be able to be kofi each other to build a wall, even if lo ratzu. So the Rif says, maybe we're talking about a case in which they were machzik on each other. The hezek riyah, meaning they lived that way for 3 years, let's say. Let's assume that a chazaka requires 3 years. So if they lived that way for 3 years, that's why you need ratzu. Even if hezek riyah shmei hezek, azma. So what did hezek riyah shmei hezek? But if they were mazik on each other, the hezek riyah for 3 years, so if there's a chazaka for hezek riyah, so now they can force each other to build a kosel. Even if without a chazaka, even if they didn't set a pattern that they're being mochel each other on the hezek riyah. So if they didn't set that pattern, then maybe hezek riyah shmei hezek, and they can force each other to build a kosel. But maybe we're talking about a situation where they did establish a chazaka, where they were living together without anyone protesting. They were living together with a mechila for 3 years. And maybe that's the only reason why the Mishnah says the dafka ratzu lasas mechitza. Because they were living together and they had a chazaka, so even if hezek riyah shmei hezek, it doesn't matter because they were mochel. So maybe that's why you need the ratzu. Who says there's a raya? Asked the Rif, from the fact that the Mishnah says ratzu lasas mechitza, the dafka ratzu halo ratzu ein mechayven. So there's a raya that hezek riyah lav shmei hezek, because if hezek riyah would be shmei hezek, it doesn't matter ratzu not ratzu. They're mechuyev to build a wall to protect from hezek riyah. Maybe really hezek riyah shmei hezek. Ah, so what do you need ratzu for? You need ratzu because maybe we're talking about a case where they established a chazaka that each one is being mochel the other on the hezek riyah. That's the kasha of the Rif. So the Ramban himself doesn't disagree with the Rif. He says he thinks the Rif is right. That's the kasha of the Rif. So the Rif says, what's the answer to this kasha? Let's back up before we get to the Ramban's comment. What's the answer to this kasha, says the Rif?
So you can't get a chazaka on hezek.
The fact that the Gemara didn't give that pshat indicates that there is no chazaka for Hezekriya. That's the Rif's yisod. I left out the fundamental yisod. The Rif says, why don't we just have a simpler answer for why it says Ratzu in the Mishnah? It says Ratzu in the Mishnah because maybe we're talking about a case where they established a chazaka that they mochel on Hezekriya. Ella, what do you see? The fact that the Gemara didn't say that, you see there's no chazaka when it comes to Hezekriya. You can't establish a chazaka for Hezekriya. That's the Rif's yisod. That's the Rif's principle. And why can't you establish a chazaka? Says the Rif. This is all from the tshuva of the Rif. He says you can't establish a chazaka because it's like kutcher beis akise, right? We said that even though ein chazaka l'nezakin, or better, even though sometimes there's a chazaka l'nezakin, and the Gemara says on Chav Gimel sometimes there's ein chazaka l'nezakin. When is it ein chazaka l'nezakin? By kutcher beis akise. By regular nezakin, there is a chazaka l'nezakin. You can establish a chazaka, meaning if a guy is mochel a certain nezek, there's no problem. After 3 years, that's it. He can't demand that you remove that nezek. But by kutra, by beis akise, because of the smell, and by kutra, oshan, smoke. We talked about this at great length on day two, if I remember correctly. So kutra, beis akise, there's no chazaka. Even if they live that way for 3, 4, 5 years, the guy can say, I can't stand it anymore. I thought I'd be able to handle it, but it was a mechila b'taos. I can't handle it anymore. There's no chazaka l'nezakin in that case, says the Gemara Daf Chaf Gimel, by kutcher beis akise. So the Rif explains, why is kutcher beis akise different than any other nezek? That's because what? Hezek otadir. The Rif uses that lashon. He says, the kol shayit v'shayit mitzik lehavalek kutcher beis akise. Interesting. The Ramban, when he explains why there's no chazaka for Hezek Ria, he says, what's the yisod of kutcher beis akise? Not that it's Hezek Otadir, but rather, it's what?
It's
better. What does the Rambad say? What does Kutcher Beis Akise say? What kind of a Nezek is that?
Nizke
Haguf. So it's interesting. The Rif himself does not say what the Ramban says. The Rif uses the language of the Rush. Both the Rush and the Ramban agree that Kutcher Beis, it's a Gemara, that Kutcher Beis Akise, there's no Chazak of it. Why? The Rush explains because Hezek Otadir. It's constant. Constant, every moment. So because it's Hezek Otadir, the guy can say it was a Mechila B'Tos. I didn't think I could. I thought I could live with it, but I just can't live with this anymore. The Ramban doesn't learn like that, even though he does quote the Rif on this Daf. The Ramban on Daf Nun Tes doesn't learn like that. He says that it's Nizke Aguf. That's what's special about Kutcher Beis Akise. It's personal Nezek. Nezek to the individual, not just Nizke Mamono. Nizke Mamono, you're being mazik my mamon, that I can be mochel. And that we could say that once I'm mochel, I can't retract. You can't say that that's a mechila b'taos. Nizke haguf, says the Ramban, that you can't say. You're going to be mochel la'ol avad, you can't say it was a mistake. Maybe the guy did make a mistake, he thought he could bear it, but it's a nezik to his guf. After a while, he says he can't bear it. It's the same point as the Rush, it's just for a totally different reason. The Rush says the reason why there's no chazaka for kutcher beis akise is because the guy can say, I can't bear it any longer. Can't bear what? Zok the Rush, Zok the Rif, Hezek Tadir. The Ramban says he can say, I can't bear it. It's Nizke Aguf, I can't bear it any longer. So for different reasons, the individual can say, even though I was mochel initially, but the holding was a toast. So you can't establish a chazaka based on a mechila b'toos. Okay. That's the Rif. The Rif said from this Gemara there's a raya that there's no chazaka when it comes to Hezekiah. So we talked about this at great length. Is there a chazaka when it comes to Hezekiah? Is there not? Day two. The Rif says the raya is from Asugya. That is the raya that the Rif brings. So the Ramban agrees with the Rif, but disagrees with the Rif. He says, I agree with the Rif that there's no chazaka when it comes to Hezekiah. But I disagree with him in terms of the raya. I don't think the raya is a good raya. The Ramban only argues with the Rif in terms of the Rai. Why is it not a good Rai? Says the Ramban, Ubevada lesa kushya, the hochi maika mashmulan masnisen. I don't think the Rai of the Rif is compelling. Because how could that be? What does the Rif want to say? The Rif's Rai is based on the fact that why do the Gemara say that you need Ratzo? Must be that Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek. Because if Hezek Riyah would be Shmei Hezek, then even if without Ratzu, then Mechuyev have to build a Kozel to be Mesalek, to remove the Hezek Riyah. The Rif says, what's the Raya? Maybe we're talking about a case where they made a Chazaka for Hezek Riyah, so that's why you need the Ratzu. Because there's a Chazaka already, he's allowed to do it. Even though Hezek Riyah normally would be Shmei Hezek if they didn't make a Chazaka. So he says the fact that the Gemara didn't say that pshat proves that you can't make a chazaka for Hezek Riyah. So that's why the only reason why you should need Ratzu is because Hezek Riyah lav Shmei Hezek. That's the Rif's Raya. So the Rabban says that can't be. Because if the Mishnah were to be talking about a case where they made a chazaka, where they live together in this way, and there's a chazaka after 3 years, and that's why you need Ratzu, so then the Mishnah is meaningless. What's the point of the Mishnah? It's like a Mishnah saying, if two people want to dance on their heads, they're allowed to do that. I need a Mishnah to say that. It's obvious that they can do that. Well, what's the question? Two people decide, they make a deal, that they want to do something. So of course they can make deals. There's no chiddush in that. If we're talking about a case where they were machzik on each other, the Hezek Riyah, and now the Mishnah says, see, if they were machzik on each other, so now they were mochel each other, so then only if Ratzu lasas mechitza, only if they agree to make the mechitza, can you force either one to make the mechitza later? Because you know they made a chazaka. Basically they said, we're mochel each other, we're not gonna force either one of us to build a mechitza, we don't care. So if they said they don't care, they implied based on their tacit approval that they don't care, so now the only way that they can force each other to build a kosel, to build a mechitza, is if Ratzu, is if now they say, I hereby obligate myself to build a kosel. It's pretty obvious, right? If they mochel each other. So then obviously only if Ratzu can they force each other to build a kosel. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? There's no chiddush at all. Zok the Ramban, even though the Rif is right, for Hezek Riyah there really is no chazaka. I think he's right. Misvara. What's the svara? The Ramban will say the svara is it's nizke hagur, so it's like kuchu beisakise, there should be no chazaka. I think the Rif is right, says the Ramban, but this is not a raya. Because you can't be talking about a case where they were machzik on each other for 3 years, because then there's mamish no chiddush in the Mishnah. Must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where they weren't machzik on each other. And the chiddush is that without Ratzu, they can't force each other to build a kosel. The chiddush is that Hezek Riyah lav Shmei Hezek. That's a big chiddush. It's a chiddush that Hezek Riyah lav Shmei Hezek. But if you tell me that we're talking about where they were machzik on each other, so what's the chiddush? They were mazik at each other, they mochel each other, so the only reason why they can force each other to build a mechitza is because they agreed to do it. Okay, it's pretty obvious. It must be that, no, you need the ratzu because they really were not mazik on each other. And even though they weren't mazik on each other, without ratzu, they don't have to build the wall. What does that show me? Has the Kriya lav Shmei Hezek. So that's a chiddush. So again, the Ramban doesn't argue with the Rif. He agrees with the Rif that there's no chazaka when it comes to Hezek Riyah. He just argues with the Raya. He says the Raya of the Rif from Agamar is not compelling. That's the Ramban. That's the Ramban's point. So we did mention, we should just review, we mentioned the Rosh had 2 days whether there's a chazaka for Hezek Riyah or not, right? The first day of the Rosh is that there is a chazaka when it comes to Hezek Riyah. What was the first day of the Rosh, remember? Before the Rosh got onto Kutcher Beisakisa. The Rosh said maybe the reason, maybe there's no chazaka. Again, what did the Rosh say? Does anyone remember? Yeah, Rosh.
He says that if there's no mazik, it means that if it's two ways, then you can't have a chazaka. If it's one way, then you can't.
Maybe the reason why for Hezek Riyah there's no chazaka is if there are two people. Meaning, if it's a two-way street, each one is mazik each other, so then we can say there's no chazaka. You know why? Because one guy can claim, well, I was just waiting for you. There is no chazaka. Meaning, a chazaka normally implies that there was a tacit mechila. So maybe when we say there's no chazaka for Hezek Riyah, it's not that there's no chazaka for Hezek Riyah. There really is chazaka. It's just that there's no chazaka if it's a two-way street. If both of them are mazik each other, then there's no chazaka, because either one could say, I really wasn't mochet. You think the fact that I didn't say anything was tantamount to a mechila? It really wasn't, because I was waiting for you to be mocha. But let's say it's only one way. Let's say we're talking about a gag and a chotzer. where the Bala Gag can look down to the Chatzah, but the Bala Chatzah can't look up to the Gag. He can't see anything that's going on the Gag beyond the first few, foot or two. So maybe in that circumstance, there would be a Chazaka. If the Bala Chatzah did not demand from the Bala Gag for 3 years to build the walls, then maybe there would be a Chazaka. That's what the Rosh says in his first day. So there is a machlokas. There is one day in the Rosh that assumes that when it comes to Hezekiah, there is chazaka. There is a chazaka. It's not like Kutcho Beis Akisin. Maybe the only reason why for Hezekiah there's no chazaka, that's only if it's a two-way street, if they're both mazik each other, so then they can explain away that tacit mechila. But if they can't explain away the tacit mechila because it's only a one-way street, so then maybe there would be a chazaka. It happens to be the sheet of the Rosh. But both the Ramban and the Rif and the Rosh himself in the second day, they all hold that for Hezekiah there is no Chazaka, because it's similar to Kutcho Beis Akisei. They just argue as to what the Svar of Kutcho Beis Akisei is, whether it's an issue of Hezekiah Tadir, whether it's an issue of Nizkei Haguf, but they basically agree that there would be no Chazaka both for Hezekiah nor for Kutcho Beis Akisei. The question is there a Rai from the Sugya? The Rif says there's a Rai from the Sugya, the Ramban says there's no Rai from the Sugya. Because if we're talking about a case of chazaka where they were machzik on each other, then there's mamish no chiddush in the Mishnah. So it must be that we're talking about a case where they were not machzik on each other. Yes?
Also in the beginning, we discussed that Hezekiah might not be a Hezek mamish.
Okay, well, we don't have to rehash all of the lumdas. I just want to get the basic sheet this straight.
But it might not apply. So
okay, fine. Exactly. Let's go back. So at first, the Gemara thought, Savrua mai machitza guda. Time of the Ratzu, Hala Ratzu, Eim Achayvet, also sounds like Hezekiah Lashmi Hezek. Then the Gemara says the following, Ve'eima Mechitza Plukta. Maybe Mechitza is a Plukta. Maybe Mechitza doesn't mean a Kosel, it means a division. Why would the Gemara think that? Hey, if someone walked up to you in the street and said, can you define the word Mechitza? You'd say, whoa, Mechitza means Guda. Why do they think it's a Plukta? So Tosfos says, if you know the Hemshech of the Gemara, you know the continuation of the Gemara, you can understand why the Gemara would entertain this possibility. Because if Mechitza is Plukta, so what would that tell me? Well, let's just see the Gemara. The Kevin deratzu bonen esakosel bal karcho alma hezek riyash mehezek. If Mechitza means division, so then Kevin deratzu bonen esakosel bal karcho alma hezek riyash mehezek. What does that mean? Kevin deratzu, since they agree, so then you force each other to build a wall. That proves Hezekiah Shmehezek. What's the case? So Rashi fills us in and explains, based on the Gemara Dav Gimel, that if we were to say Mechitza means Plukta, what's the case that we're talking about? What's the case? If Mechitza means Plukta, that means that the Shutvim are agreeing to divide the Chatzim. Do Shutvim have to agree to divide a Chatzim? If it's a Chatzim, Sheyesh Badin Chalukah, why do they have to agree to divide it? They should be able to force each other to divide it. Yesh b'din chalukah. Must be talking about a case of a chatzer she'ein b'din chalukah, right? Ein b'din chalukah. Where's the Rashi? Plukta. Chalukah as chatzer shehush v'daitam l'cholka. U'kagon shelo haya b'ches amas kedi laze u'kedi laze. She'ein ha'echad yachal lachuf es chavera l'cholka. Must be talking about where this is a chatzer she'ein b'din chalukah. So therefore, once the shutvim agree to do what? Kevin deratzu means ratzu lachlok. Ratzu lahavdil, they agreed to separate, to make a division in the chotzer, in a chotzer shem, but in chalukah. So now once they agreed to make a division, then we force them to build a wall. Force them to build a wall? A division doesn't mean a wall. Maybe they just want to have separate properties. This one doesn't want the other guy riding his bicycle in his property. This one, the second shutev, wants to hang his laundry separately. He doesn't want to have all the laundry together. It's complicated. He walks home with the other guy's pants, and it doesn't work out properly, right? Okay, so they want some kind of separation, but build a wall? What do they have to build a wall for? Alma Hezek Riyash Mehezek. They can force each other to build a wall that shows that Hezek Riyash Mehezek. And if we'd be talking about a Chatzah Sheyesh Badin Chalukah, would you need Ratzu? No. It's only because we're talking about a Chatzah She'ein Badin Chalukah that you need Ratzu. If we'd be talking about a Chatzah Sheyesh Badin Chalukah, you wouldn't even need Ratzu because Hezek Riyash Mehezek. Okay? That's what the Gemara is saying. So why would the Gemara even think that? Why should Mechitza mean Plugda? Why should it mean a division? So Tosfos in Dibur Raschel Ve'ema explains that, look at the Gemara, the continuation of the Gemara, we have many, many different questions on the Manda Amar who holds Hezekiah Lashmi Hezek. Yeah, a question from Dina and a question from Kosel Chatzah Shenafal. and Beishar, so many different shailas. And we answer them with docha. We reject all the different rayas. But so many questions. The Tosa says the Gemara knew that we were going to ask all these questions. The Gemara knew that there were problems with the Manda Omar who holds Hezek Rielash Mehezek. So therefore, the Gemara entertained the possibility even here that maybe we should say Ema Mai Mechitza Plukta. Maybe it's not. Maybe Mechitza doesn't mean Guda, because if you say Mechitza means Guda, then what are you forced to say Hezek Rielash Mehezek? But there are so many problems with that. So that's why the Gemara automatically entertained the possibility that maybe Mechitza should be Plukta. Hershel.
Doesn't the word should be implied plukta? Doesn't
that... No, shufa just means they have,
but as opposed
they're
to
partners.
Just regular stam, not, I understand, but partners as opposed to just regular neighbors. Maybe
partners doesn't mean plukta. Plukta means that they're no longer going to be shufa. Maybe hashufa and shirotsu lasas mechitza faker does not mean plukta, because if they're doing a plukta, why? It doesn't. It could go either way. The point is they are shufa now, but after they do whatever they're going to do, then they might not be shufa. Right, Ratzul Asas Mechitza could mean to make a division, and then they won't be shuvah anymore. Yeah.
I don't get this as a question, because it says a pasuk. Pasuk says, using mechitza to reference as a division.
Right. Okay. Right. The raya from the pasuk. Okay. I hear, but that's certainly not the pasuk shot. Whenever you see the word mechitza in the Mishnah, mechitza in Mishnah is normally
Wally proved it after a pasuk also, and now we're proving.
Well, we prove through a brisa. So the fact that the lashon of the emes is, you didn't really have to prove from the brisa. It's really right. The simple pshat. It's a simple pshat. Why did you have to bring a brisa? Right, bring a brisa, bring a posel. That's what Tosa says. Tosa says the posh pshat. I think most of us would have said mechitza means a wall. I think when you read the Mishnah, how did you read it? Well, of course, that's the posh pshat. So yeah, the Gemara brings a posel for plukta. It brings a brisa for the other. But okay, let's go back. So Ihochi says the Gemara, Hai Shirotsu Lasas Machitza, Shirotsu Lachtos mi Boile. Hashuvin Shirotsu Lasas Machitza? Come on, you can say that better. Not Shirotsu Lachtos, that's two words, Shirotsu Lasas Machitza. It should say Shirotsu Lachtos, they wanted to divide the area. It's a Chotz Hashem, but in Chalukah they agree to divide it. Automatically you can throw on them the coastal because Hezek Rishme Hezek. It should say Shirotsu Lachtos. So the Gemara responds, Elamai Guda? So what do you want to say? Mechitza is a Guda? It's also a problem. The Lashon of the Mishnah doesn't work out there either. Bonin es akoso, bonin oso mi boyele. That's also not good with the Lashon of the Mishnah. Why does it say bonin es akoso? Just say bonin oso? Hashuvin shirotu lasas mechitza, bonin es mechitza? Okay, so you're losing it, you're using a different word. You know that, you know, it doesn't sound nice. You're going to use a synonym, right? You've gone through comp. 101, right? So we're gonna use a synonym instead of using it, but you're basically saying the same thing. Just say bonen oso. Hashuvin shirotsu lasas mechitza b'chatz. Bonen oso bal karcha. Says the Gemara, itana oso hava mina b'mesivas b'yalma kamash malan posa. If the Mishnah had said bonen oso, then I think b'mesivas b'yalma. What's a mesivas? So Rashi says mesivas. What's a mesivas? He actually defines Mesifas earlier in Dibur Maschil V'Taima. He says, and the last wide line there, Avelo Ratzu Shnei'en Shehoya Echad Omer Daya L'Chalka B'Mesifas Shal Yisedo Zeitzim Tekuim Bo'aretz Nemuchim. Maybe that should have said Yisedo Zeitzim Nemuchim Tekuim Bo'aretz. Right? The Eitzim on Nemuchim. The ground is not Nemuch. So if they would both, they're not Ratzu to build a coastal. They want to build a coastal. One of them says, I want to build with a Mesivas. What's a Mesivas? Yisedos Eitzim Nemuchim Tekuim Ba'aretz. Sticks. A line of demarcation. Not a strong wall. Gevil, Gazes, Kfisim, Levenim, Hutz of Adafna. No. Eitzim Tekuim Ba'aretz Nemuchim. A very flimsy wall. With many holes in it. It's a very holy wall. That's a mesifas. So now the Gemara says, I would think that if the Mishnah had said bonin oso, that maybe mesifas b'yalma kamash malon kosa. So the Mishnah is telling us hashufin shirotsu lasas mechitza b'chatzer. Ask the Gemara, you're telling me mechitza is guta? Why is that good? Instead of saying bonin es akosa, the Mishnah should have said bonin oso. So the Gemara answers no. If it would say bonin oso, I think that maybe be mesivas b'yalma kamash malon kosel bonin es akosel be'emsa. What does this mean? What's the havamina of mesivas v'yama? What's the maskana? What's going on? So Rashi here says something very dramatic. Rashi says havamina of mesivas v'yama. Let's look at this Rashi very carefully together. Try to understand what he's saying, and what is difficult about the Rashi, and then we'll try to explain perhaps how we can understand Rashi. Havamina of mesivas v'yama, ma'iri masnisin. The iunami mechitza ikru. Mesifas is also called a mechitza. It is a separation. It's also called a wall. It's also called a mechitza. Says Rashi, v'rotzu diktoni achaluka koi. And when it says rotzu, it's going on chaluka. Ukashain badin chaluka. So havamina of mesivas b'yama, and rotzu lasas mechitza is going on chaluka. We're talking about kashain badin chaluka. Kamash v'lan kosel, v'rotzu diktoni mishem kosel. The ilo ratzu palgi la b'mesifas. What's the happening? What's maskana? Hava mina b'mesifas b'yalma, and we're talking about what? Achat Hashem adin chaluka. Kamash v'lan kosel. And we're not talking about achat Hashem adin chaluka. Ratzu is going on the kosel. Hava mina ratzu is going on the chaluka. Kamash v'lan is going on the kosel. What's strange about this Rashi? Very strange Rashi. What's the Gemara going on? At this stage in the Gemara, which svara, which sheet are we going on? That mechitza means what? Elamat, right? The Gemara had said, Eima mechitza plukta. So the Gemara says, no, then it should have said Shiratzu lachtos. So the Gemara responds, you think you're so good? If mechitza guda, it's no better. It should say bona no so. So the Gemara says, no. If mechitza's guda, I'll tell you why it doesn't say bona no so. It doesn't say bona no so, because if it would say bona no so, I think mesifas is enough. Kamash will not. So which day are we going on? That mechitza guda. Even within mechitza guda, I need bonin es hakosel. You can't say bonin osel, right? So what is Rashi saying? That Ratzu is going on the chaluka. Rashi's reversing course in the Gemara. Gemara is going on guda. Does everyone follow this? The Gemara says if mechitza is plugged, there's a problem, because it should say shiratzu lachtos. So then the Gemara responds to that, but if mechitza means guda, it's no better. It should say bonin osel. It says bonin es hakosel. So to that, the Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. I'll tell you why it says bona nesakosa. Mechitza really means guda. So it should have said bona nesakosa. No. The Mishnah wants to be sure that you realize that we're bona nesakosa. They can force each other to build a kosel. Not just a mesifa. It's not a flimsy separation. But a kosel, a significant wall. If it only said bona nesakosa, even if mechitza guda, I think mesifas is enough. So Rashi says, I think mesifas is enough, and Ratzu is going on Ein Budin Chaluka. Ratzu means Ratzu Lachzos, Ratzu Lahavdil. If Mechitza is Guda, I think it's Mesifas, and Ratzu means Lachzos. He's like making a Kogel out of both Pshatim. Are we saying Guda, or are we saying Plukta here? Does everyone see how Rashi is introducing Plukta into Guda? The Gemara is talking about, according to the Mada Avra, Mechitza is Guda. And nevertheless, it has to say Kosa. And Rashi says, "Hava mina b'mesivas b'yama ma'iri masnisin de'iu na'im mechitza ikru v'rotsu diktoni achaluka koi u'kshein badin chaluka." I would think that even though mechitza guda, we're talking about ein badin chaluka, and ratzu means that they agreed to make a division. That's what ratzu means. Ratzu lasas mechitza means guda. We're going on the guda pshat. Ema plukta. What's the problem? What's the solution? So if Ema plukta, it should say Shiratu Lachzos. Shiratu Lachzos be brought away. I put that in the wrong column. Should say Shiratzu Lachzos. Solution? The Gemara doesn't give a solution to that problem. So the Gemara responds, Eima Guda? Maybe Mechitza means Guda. What's the problem with that? It should say Bona Nasam. So to that, the Gemara responds. What does the Gemara say? Hava Mina B'Nasif is beyond. Okay? That's the Gemara. So Rashi says, you know what that line of the Gemara means? That line of the Gemara means, I would think, the Mesivas Biyama. We're talking about a Chatzah She'ein Bo Din Chalukah, and Ratzu means Lachlok. According to the Manda Amar Mechitza Plukta, we're talking about a Chatzah She'ein Bo Din Chalukah. And Ratzu teaches you that has a Griyash Mehezek. According to the Manda Amar Guda, we're talking about a Chatzah She'ein Bo Din Chalukah. Rashi says, "Hava mina b'mesivas b'yalma," and Ratzu is talking about a chatzah she'ein b'din chalukah. But we're going according to Mada Meguda. So, well, what's he doing? He's mixing pickles and oranges. Well, what's going on here with this Rashi? It's mamish pilei play. This is Tosfos Kasha, one of Tosfos Kasha's sons on Rashi. Very difficult. Tosfos says, "Bekuntres piresh," in the second wide line. If you didn't see it, look on with me. The Ramas called Hava mina. Bekuntres piresh, the Ratzu d'ktani achalukah koy b'tema. The asik the mechitza haino guda, the iplug the lachtos mi boile. That's one kasha of Tosis. Let's just leave it with that. That's Tosis kasha and Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? We're going lemanda amar guda, not lemanda amar plukta. So what's he mixing the manda amar plukta into guda? What's going on over here? What's going on? Really difficult. So what's the pshat in Rashi? What's going on with the Rashi? What's he saying? So let's look at Tosis pshat in the sugya, and maybe based on Tosis pshat in the sugya, we'll gain an understanding of Rashi. Okay? Yes, simply.
Well, we're thinking that Mesifas is not a
mechitza. Mesifas is not a strong mechitza, right?
Well,
it's just a line of demarcation.
We're thinking we're aligning Mesifas with just Chalukah, maybe it's a guda, but it's just an insufficient guda for our purposes.
But the way Rashi is explaining, the word ratsu is going on plukta, even lamadam or guda. How can that be?
Right.
And Rashi says we're also talking about a chatzah she'ein bo din chalukah. There are two problems with the Rashi, but they sort of seem to go b'chada machta. Right? See, they seem to go together in the same pan.
Right, so Rashi is saying, ain't no guda, so then I really need to build a wall. Also, then I would think that Mesivas Ba'alma is enough. Why? Because Mesivas is still considered mechitza. It's just a mechitza that has...
So even according to the Mada Amar, Ratzu Lassos Mechitza means Ratzu Lassos wall, I still think we're talking about a Chatzah She'ein Ba'din Chalukah. How can that be? But according to the Mada Amar, Ratzu Lassos Mechitza, we're talking about a Chatzah She'ein Ba'din Chalukah. What's going on here? Okay, could we first read Tosis? Let's see Tosis, because it seems unclear. We'll look at Tosis, you'll see it's going to become very clear, Mitzvah. Tosis says, "Hav amina b'mesifas b'yalma perish v'rotzu d'ktani am mesifas." Okay, rotzu is going on mesifas. The aval gav de belav rotzu nami osin mesifas bal karcham k'demuchach b'samoch. Even though you don't need rotzu to force the shutvim to build a mesifas against their will, as we say later on, the ka'amar mylav b'kosal lo b'mesifas. Hainu dat. What's Tosis referring to? Avogav, remember yesterday we mentioned every Avogav and Tosis is some underlying question. What's the kasha? I think if we understand this kasha of Tosis, and we understand what Tosis did to answer this kasha, we'll understand why Rashi felt compelled to give his pshat. What Gemara is Tosis referring to? The hemshech of the Gemara here. We're not going to see the whole Gemara. Let's just see the one brisa, the raya from the one brisa that Tosis is talking about right over here. The Gemara is going to say, "Hezek Riyah Lashme Hezek." Could it be that Hezek Riyah is not a Hezek? I'll bring you a proof. I'll bring you many proofs that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. One of the proofs is the following. Let's pick it up where the Os Vav by the parentheses, right? The Toshma with the Os Vav in the parentheses. Toshma, Ein Cholken Esachotzer At Shehei Badal Ramas Lazeh Badal Ramas Lazeh. Where is this from? This is the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Ein cholken es achotzer. We know this halacha. Ashei b'dal ramas lazeh b'dal ramas lazeh. We can't force each other. Shufen can't force each other to divide the chotzer until they have dal ramas for either one. If not, it's called a chotzer shem b'din chalukah. They can't force each other. Ask the Gemara hayesh ba kedi lazeh ukedi lazeh. If they have enough for either one, then cholken bal karcham. Sounds like as long as it's a chatzah sheyesh ben chaluka. If the chatzah has, let's say, 100 amas in it, they can force each other to be cholik and build a wall. If there's no din chaluka, they can't force each other to do anything. Because there is a din chaluka, they can force each other. And to do what? To build a wall. My lav bekosel. The diuk from the Mishnah is hayesh b'kedilaze cholkin. They can force each other to build something, to build some kind of separation, as long as they have, as long as it's a chatzah sheyesh ben chaluka. My lav bekosel. And what would that prove to me if it would be bekosel? What would that prove to me? That has a griya? Shvei hezek. Answers the Gemara, no, lo, but Mesifas Be'alma. The Gemara mentions Mesifas here too. The diuk from the Mishnah is that if it's Yesh B'Chaluka, they can force each other to build something if Yesh B'Chaluka. But what can they force each other to build? A flimsy wall, Mesifas Be'alma. Not something to protect from Hezekriya. Really, Hezekriya Lashmi Hezek. That's the give and take of the Gemara. They bring a raya, rejected. Bring a raya, rejected. We thought this was a raya that Hezekriya Shmei Hezek because they can force each other to build a wall as long as it's Yesh B'Din Chaluka. Kamashla, no. They can't force each other to build a strong wall to protect from Hezekriya. They can only force each other to build a Mesifas. It's Yesh B'Din Chaluka, fine. They can force each other to build a Mesifas to divide the area, but not to protect from Hezekriya. So tell us to say it just 1 second. What's the Mishnah talking about? What's the deal from the Mishnah? That once it's Yesh B'Din Chaluka, even if lo ratzu, careful. Even if lo ratzu, they can force each other. Even if they didn't agree to build anything, they can force each other. So ask Tosfos, what's Agamar talking about? Agamar is saying that if it only had said in the Mishnah Bonin or so, I think that they can force each other only to build a Mesifas. What's the Havamina? Of course they can force each other to build a Kosel. Because to build a Mesifas, they can force each other to build a Mesifas even if lo ratzu. That's what the Brisa says later. Mishnah. The Mishnah implies later on that as long as there's Yesh B'Din Chaluka, even if they don't agree, they can force each other to build a Mesifas. So in our Mishnah, where we're talking about what? Lo Ratzu? Is our Mishnah talking about Lo Ratzu? No, our Mishnah is talking about Ratzu. So in our Mishnah, you can have a Havamina that we're only talking about Mesifas, even if it said Oso! Even if it said Oso, we know it's talking about a Kosa. Because Mesifas, it can't be talking about. Mesifas, they can force each other even if Lo Ratzu. That's the Kasha. That Tosfos is asking. That's the underlying question. Let's get this out also. I know this is complicated, but this is pshat. This is learning a sugya. You gotta learn a sugya well. The Mishnah later on implies Lo ratzu cholkin b'mesifas. As long as it's yesh b'din chaluka, they can force each other. Cholkin b'mesifas afilu ba'al karcham. Afilu ba'al karcham. Even against the will of one of the shutuvim, either shutuv can force the other to be cholik with the mesifas. Our Mishnah is talking about the ratzu. Right, Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. Mishnah Daf Beis. Biratzu, what this Gemara is saying is Biratzu, if it said also, Havamina, Cholkin B'Mesifas. Why would you think that? The implication of the Mishnah later on is that even if a low Ratzu, we can force them to be Cholik with the Mesifas. So obviously our Mishnah is saying more. Ratzu lasas mechitza means if ratzu, they need to build with a kosel. So we don't need the words bonin es a kosel. Say bonin oso. You can say bonin oso. I know it's talking about a kosel. Mesifas? It couldn't be talking about mesifas. Even if lo ratzu, they can force each other to build a mesifas. Because it's yesh b'din chaluka over here. So what's the Gemara saying? That Havamina bin Mesifas Biyama. If it only said Bono Saw, I think only bin Mesifas Biyama. But he was talking about Ratsu. By Ratsu, you must be able to force him to build more than that, because if it's only Mesifas, you can force him to build that even if low Ratsu. That's the Kashif Tosfos. Okay? If it's said. Okay? That's the kasha. So what does Tosfos answer? He says, even though from the Brisa later on and the implication, excuse me, the Mishnah later on and the implication, it sounds like even without Ratzu, they can force each other to build with a Masifas. Says Tosfos, Hainu Masifas Garua. Aval Ki Ratzu also Masifas Migvil Vagozes Kiminig HaMedina. A briskivat, sveidinim, two types of masifas. Cheftza. Right? There are two types of masifas. There's a masifas garua, and there's a masifas from gvil v'gozis. Don't get confused, says Tosfos. When we say later on, the implication from the Mishnah is that even if lo rasu, they can force each other to build a masifas, what kind of masifas are we talking about? Masifas garua, what Rashi said. Eitzim tkuim nemuchim ba'aretz. A line of demarcation. That's what they can force each other. The havmin of the Gemara over here is that they can force each other to build a masifas. If it's Ratzu, then they can force each other to build a masifas, a strong masifas. I would think that they still can't force each other to build a kosel. They can only force each other to build a masifas. Aye, but they can force each other even without Ratzu? No. Without Ratzu, they can force each other to build a masifas garua. That's all they can force each other. It's low Ratzu. So how much can they force each other? If Ratzu, I think that they can force each other to build more, to build a masifas chazak, a strong masifas from gvil v'gozes. Kamashmal and kosel, that they can force each other to do more, to build a kosel. What's the difference between masifas of gvil v'gozes and kosel? Anyone, what's the difference? Holes. Right. Does it protect from hezekriya? That's what Tosa continues to say. Umikka masifas, why is it a masifas if it's from gvil v'gozes? That does haste a kosel. That is a kosel. What's the... Tosi says, "Umikim esivas lavishum molich halonos to the pirish ba'oruch." The oruch explains that a masifas is garua. It's some, well, don't get confused. A masifas is a lower quality wall because it has walls. I'm not referring to the masifas garua that Tosi says. A masifas is a lower quality wall, lower than kosel because it has walls. Even if it's from vilva gozis, it's not as good as a kosel. The eno megin mehezikriya. Inami says, "Tosi lavisheino gavoa yud." Maybe the difference between Masifas of Gilgazis and Kosel of Gilgazis is that Masifas is not more than 10 Tvachim at all. Kidemuchach, maybe it's not even 10 Tvachim. Kidemuchach, come on, Gabi Gaga Samach Lachotzer, Diyama Rav Nachman, Oslo Maika, Gavoa Yud. Rav Nachman says, by Gaga Samach Lachotzer, the Balagag makes a Maka, Gavoa Yud. Uparach Lamai, and the Gemara asks Lamai, Ila has the Korea, Dalet Amas Be'inam. If it's for Hezekiah, you need Dalet Amos. I mean, Yud Tvachim, people can be short, but they're not that short. Right? So you need Dalet Amos to protect from Hezekiah. Ilan Nitvas Kaganav, if it's to make a person be grabbed as a Ganav, meaning to prevent him from jumping into the property to take your bicycle, that he'll be Nitvas as a Ganav, you'll capture him. Aha! Gotcha! So then the Masifas Nagi, then it's enough to have a Masifas. Rav Nachman had said that he makes a geder, a maka, gavoh, yud. And then the Gemara asks, if it's for Hezekiah, you should need more than yud, Dalet Amos. If it's nitfas kaganav, even less than yud is enough. Because you can't wander into a property, even if the machitza is less than 10 tefachim, you can't wander into a property. Normally when you have a machitza of 5 tefachim tall, and you wander into a property, what happens? You trip, right? So you can't just say, oh, I just happened to wander into the property, nothing stopped me. Okay? So Tosfos says, Masifas, even if it's Gvil Vagozis, it's not as good as a Kosa. That's the Havmin. So Tosfos was sensitive to this Kasha, and because he's sensitive to this Kasha, he's got a whole brisk of heart to try to explain everything. There's two different Masifas in. There's a Masifas of Gvil Vagozis, there's a Masifas of Eitzim Tkulim Bekarka. We're talking about Eitzim Tkulim Bekarka. The implication of the Mishnah, the Gemara has later on, is talking about a Masifas of Gvil Vagozis. Excuse me. Fakert. That's what your face meant, right? The Masifas later on in the Gemara is talking about a Masifas of Eitzim Tkuim. I think that you can force each other to build the Masifas, even if Lo Ratzu, a Masifas Gorua. Let's get it on the board, then we won't make any mistakes. What does Tosfos say? The implication of the Mishnah later on is that you can force each other, if lo ratzu, as long as it's yeshba din chaluka, to build a masifas garua. Eitzim tkuim ba'aretz. But here the havamina is, if it's ratzu, then they can force each other to build a masifas Migvil v'gozis. Gimel vav gimel. Migvil v'gozis. Mashmal and kosel. No. Masifas is not enough. They need a kosel. What's the kamash milan? Kamash milan, you either need a kosel without holes, or kamash milan, you need a kosel that's Dawud Amas to protect from Hezekiah. That's the Gemara point of Tostis. And then he quotes Rashi, and he asks on Rashi. Why did Rashi stand on his head? I mean, of course we have to explain what Rashi is saying, what his parish is, but why did he stand on his head? Before we explain what he is saying, before we get to the what, let's first discuss the why. Why did he stand on his head?
There's only one Masifas.
Exactly. But to put it differently, Rashi was not a brisk. Right? I mean, that's the answer. The answer is Rashi knew the Braisa later on. Rashi read through the Gemara. He didn't write a parish, a running commentary as he was learning. He read through the Masechta first. He knew what was coming. He was bothered with the same kasha as Tosfos. But he said, what kind of an answer is this? Two types of Masifas? Well, the Gemara didn't say that. Why should we invent these kinds of things? But Tosfos often does that. Tosfos often will have a question, and to answer that question, Tosfos will have some kind of lumbish achilik, some kind of fundamental sveidinim, or the two cases are different. Tosfos often does that. We find that frequently. Let's talk about what they did over here. Tosfos acted in a brisker mold, and they said there are two types of Masifas, even though the Gemara never told us that. Rashi said that can't be. And if that can't be, if Masifas means Masifas, it means the same thing. What is a Masifas according to Rashi? Eitz and Tkuin Bakarka, that's what a Masifas is. So then Tosis Kasha prevents you from learning the Sugya, our Sugya, the way Tosis wants to learn it. Because once we know that even if Lo Ratzu, they can force each other to build a Masifas, so what's the Hava Mina? That even by Ratzu, they can only force each other to build a Masifas. That's ridiculous. They can force each other to build a Masifas even if Lo Ratzu. So what's going on over here? Once you see Tosis's shot, then you understand why Rashi stood on his head and said something that's very bizarre, that troubled a lot of Achronim. Because Rashi felt compelled to say that he didn't feel that it was correct to distinguish between the Gemara later on, the implication from the Mishnah, and our Gemara by saying that there are two types of Masifas. I think that's Pshat in Rashi. That's why Rashi said it. Now, what does Rashi say? So the truth is, the Shita B'Kubetzes says that according to the Girsa that we have in Rashi, it's really very difficult. If we change the Girsa ever so slightly, which some of the Rishonim, if you look at the Shita, there's another piece of the Shita that's continuing off of Rashba. The Shita quotes the Rashba in Dibur Maaskal Hava on page Vav. And then Benuscha'os, he says, Benuscha'os shalona kosu v'perish Rashi v'ratzu diptoni achaluka koi. That's our Girsa. And he says the Bali Tosfos had that Girsa in Rashi. That's the problem. Right? That's the problem. Why should it be going on Chalukah, but going on Guda? That's the kasha we just asked. It's clear that there was another Girsa floating around in Rashi. Some had a different Girsa than Rashi. Both the Rashba there, I thought it was a little bit more difficult to follow. The Gilyon that the Shita B'Kubetzes quotes in Dirasko Venimsa on page Zion, I think is a little bit easier. The Gilyon says, I'll answer for Rashi Tosfos' first kasha. That's the kasha we're focusing on. What's the answer to Tosfos' first kasha? If we're talking Lamanda Amar Gvil, Guda, if we're talking Lamanda Amar Guda, so why does Rashi introduce that Ratzu is going on Plukta? Ratzu is going that Ratzu Lachlo? What does that mean? So the Gilyon suggests maybe the Pshat in Rashi is this. Maybe what Rashi meant is that of course we're going Lamanda Amar Guda. And Mechitza means Kosa, not Chalukah. That's the difference, right? That's the new Girsa. It's not that Ratzu Diktoni Achalukah Koi, like Tosis had a Girsa. Ratzu really is Mechitza. But we're talking about a Chotza Shein Badin Chalukah. That's the Yisod of Rashi. Before we said, Rashi has 2 points. He says, not here, but we thought Rashi was saying that even though we're going Lamanda Amar Guda, Ratzu means Chalukah, and we're talking about a Chatzah She'ein Badin Chalukah. Both of which seem to go with the Mada Ar-Chalukta. That was the problem we had. So the Shita suggests, maybe Rashi never meant to say Ratzu is going on Chalukah. Here's the problem with Rashi. Really, Rashi should say Ratzu is going on Kosa. It's going on building some kind of a separation. The Sifas, Kosa, whatever. It's not going on. It's going on. But the what Rashi is saying, in contradistinction to Tosis, is that we're talking about a chatzah she'ein ba din chalukah. What does that mean? So the pshat could be the following. Rashi says, you know what the distinction between the implication of the Mishnah later on and our Gemara is? It's not a distinction, as Tosis would like you to believe, between two types of Mesifas. It's a distinction between a case of Yesh Badin Chalukah or Ein Badin Chalukah. The Gemara later on is saying, if Ein Badin Chalukah, then they can't force each other to do anything. Ha Yesh Badin Chalukah. But if it's Yesh Badin Chalukah, then they can't force each other. And what can they force each other to do? They can force each other to build a Mesifas, right? They can force each other to build a Mesifas, even if Lo Ratzu. So what does the Gemara say over here? That even by Ratzu, I would think, if it only said Bonin or so, I think that they can only force each other to build a Mesifas? What are you talking about? They can force each other to build a Mesifas even if Lo Ratzu. So what's the Gemara saying? If it only said Bonin or so, I think that they can force each other only to build a Mesifas, not to build a Kosam. Well, that's ridiculous. Even if Lo Ratzu, they can force each other to build a Mesifas. Says Rashi the following. Hava mina b'mesifas b'yalma. If it would only have said Bonin or so, I think, what's our case going on? I would think that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Chatzah she'ein ba din chalukah. Even though Mechitza is good, I would think that the case of our Mishnah is Chatzah she'ein ba din chalukah. And because it's a Chatzah she'ein ba din chalukah, I would think that maybe in some circumstance they can only force each other to build a Mesifas. How so? It depends what they say. If they say Mechitza Stam, so Mesifas is also a Mechitza. So maybe they can only force each other to build a Mesifas. If they were to say Kosel, then I think that they can force each other to build a Kosel. But if they only would say, if we would say Bonin Oso would mean they can only force each other to build a Mesifas, because after all, what is this Chatzah? The Chatzah is a Chatzah She'ein Badin Chalukah. So if it's a Chatzah She'ein Badin Chalukah, I would think that even if Ratzu, they can only force each other to build a Mesifas. That's Rashi's pshat. Still a Chiddush, but you can zog on that side. Rashi thought the following. Look, there's one type of Mesifas. But this Mishnah is talking about Yesh Badin Chalukah. And our Gemara is talking about Ein Badin Chalukah. So I would think that if Yesh Badin Chalukah, so then Taka, they can force each other to build a Mesifas even if they were Lo Ratzu, even if they didn't agree to anything. But if it's Ein Badin Chalukah, I would think the only time that they can force each other to build even a Mesifas is if Ratzu. And I would think that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that if they were Ratzu Lasas Mechitza, they said, you know what, let's build a wall. Let's build a wall. They didn't say we want to build a kosel. They said let's just build a wall. Let's build a mechitza. If they said mechitza stam, I'd think maybe a mesifas b'yam is enough. Why is a mesifas b'yam enough? They can force each other to build a mesifas. But here it's ratzu. Obviously, they should be able to force each other to do more because it's ratzu. If even in a case of low ratzu, they can force each other to build a mesifas, so why over here does ratzu only help them force each other to build a mesifas? Because the answer is, our case might be talking about where it's Ein Badin Chalukah. I think it's Ein Badin Chalukah. And that's why, even if Ratzu, maybe they can only force each other to build a Mesifas. That's how Rashi understood. Let's see it in the Shita. Okay, let's see the words in the Shita. V'nir li'ashe kushi v'shana she'ikshu v'tosus v'perish ha'kuntrus d'ha'chi purushim ha'snisi. Ha'shufim she'ratzu l'asus b'nei ha'mesifas. The Mesifas mikri shabu mechitza. Shufim that wanted to make a Mesifas between them. Mesifas is also called a Mechitza. Klomer, Shinisratzu Lachlo b'Mesifas. They agreed to build, to separate with the Mesifas. Ava Lo Ratzu, Ein Osu Makochem. But if Lo Ratzu, they wouldn't be able to do anything. If Lo Ratzu, they can't even force each other to build a Mesifas. I later it says Lo Ratzu, they can force each other. That's Yesh Badin Chalukah. But here, without Ratzu, they can't force each other to do anything. B'chatzah she'ein ba'din chalukah. Here we're talking about a chatzah she'ein ba'din chalukah. So that's why I think that you need Ratzu to get them to first base. You need Ratzu to be able to force each other even to build the Mesifas. If we'd be talking about a chatzah sheyeshba din chaluka, so then even without ratzu, they can force each other to build a masifas. So what does Rashi say? Why does it have to say in the Mishnah bonu nesakoso be'emtza? That's because if it would only say bonu nesakoso, even though we're going according to the man the amar mechitza is guda, I would think that maybe the Mishnah is talking about a chatzah sheyeshba din chaluka. And if it's talking about a chatzah sheyeshba din chaluka, then maybe even with ratzu, they can only force each other to build a masifas. Aye, but you'll tell me, even if low ratzu, they can force each other to build a masifas? No, that's only by a chatzah sheyeshba din chaluka. But by a chatzah sheyeshba din chaluka, I would think that even if ratzu, they can only force each other to build a masifas if they didn't specify that they want to be mechayev each other to build a kosel. Kamashmalon kosel, that's why it says bonus a kosel, that once they agree to build any mechitza, even a mechitza stam, Kamash Malon, Dafka Kosa. So that's the Pshat in the Sugya according to Rashi. So basically, what comes out is that both Rashi and Tosfos were bought with the same kasha. What was driving Rashi's strange Pshat is the kasha that Tosfos asked. What was driving Rashi's Pshat is that he was bothered with the kasha that later on we see in the Gemara that even without Ratzu, they can force each other to build Masifas. But Rashi felt that Tosa's answer was not compelling. To say the brisket var, that we're talking about two different types of masifas, Rashi said, couldn't be. That doesn't sound logical. The Gemara doesn't distinguish. Why should we? So that's why Rashi had to steal on his head to say, you know what the chilek is? Not between a masifas garu as opposed to a masifas of Vilva Gozis, but rather that later on, when we say that they can force each other to build a masifas, even with lo ratzu, that's because later on it's talking about a chatzah sheyeshba din chaluka. But here, what the Gemara is saying is that if it would only have said bonen oso in the Mishnah, I think that they can force each other only to build a masifas. That's because here, maybe, I think that we're talking about a chatzah she'emad and chaluka, and therefore you need ratzu even to get the masifas. You'd need a ratzu to be able to force themselves to build a masifas. So I think they can only force each other to build a masifas. Kamash melan koso. Here we're talking about a chatzah she'emad and chaluka. The havamina is we're talking about a chatzah she'emad and chaluka. So I think they can only force each other to build a masifas, even though it's ratzu, but because it's chatzah sheyeshba din chaluka, I still think they can only force each other to build the simple masifas, kamash malon, that once they agree to build a kosel, stam, that means a real kosel, a kosel of vilva gozis, not just a masifas, not just a flimsy one.